brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and I want to read something to you from our former Holy Father, Pope John Paul. But let's take a look at the readings first, and then I'll close with that. The first reading today is taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 to 17. Hear the word of the Lord, princes of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, people of Gomorrah. What care I for the number of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of whole burnt rams and the fat of fatlings. In the blood of calves, lambs, and goats, I find no pleasure. In other words, they're sacrificing for the wrong reasons and to the wrong gods. And the Lord says, I take no pleasure in any of this. When you come in to visit me, who asks these things of you? Trample my courts no more. Bring no more worthless offerings. Your incense is loathsome to me. New moon and Sabbath, calling of assemblies, octaves with wickedness, these I cannot bear. Your new moons and festivals I detest. They weigh me down. I tire of the load. When you spread out your hands, I close my eyes to you. Though you pray the more, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim, redress the wrong, hear the orphan's plea, defend the widow. God is speaking very, very strongly. As they did in the Old Testament, we can go to Mass, we can have adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, we can do all kinds of beautiful things for God, but our intentions and our motives are wrong. We do them so that other people will see that we're doing them. We go, but we give ourselves totally over to distraction about what I say is our unholy God, me, myself, and I. The Trinity of the unholy God is me, myself, and I. It's always me, me, me. And that brings displeasure to God. Not that we can do it perfectly, but why do I come into church? Why am I here? Can I leave things at the door and give God the worship that belongs to him? And when I'm not in the church, am I living my life with the right motives and the right intentions or not? Here in this passage, the Lord is clearly saying, what care I for the number of your sacrifices? I've had enough of all the animals you sacrifice to me. What God is looking for is us. Am I giving myself to God? Or am I just going through the motions? That's another way. It's not that we have evil intent, but neither do we have good intent. We're just there. I'm glad to be here. That's all I can do. I'm here. No, Lord, you deserve my worship. You deserve to be honored and glorified. May I use this time to do that for you. And if you get distracted or you fall asleep, when you wake up, just turn back to the Lord. That's all right. God understands our weariness and our fatigue at times. Just don't make a habit of it. But turn to the Lord. Offer him as you come into Mass, whatever Eucharistic devotion or whatever it is that we may be doing at a time. When you make the sign of the cross, when you put your hand in that holy water font, say, Lord, let my mind and my heart be attentive to you. May I be here to give you glory and honor more than anything that I want for myself. Just pray that way, and God's Holy Spirit will help you. Psalm 50 tells us, to the upright I will show the saving power of God. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. I take from your house no bullock, no goats out of your fold. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and you cast my words behind you? In other words, you say all the right words, you pray all the right prayers, but you don't want to change your life. You hate discipline and you cast my words behind you. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. Face it. Am I giving the worship that is due to God, or am I, wherever I am, just filled with self? Sometimes we have battles with ourselves, but get the decision made clearly. Lord, I want to follow you rather than this is too hard, too much, etc. Ask God for grace. Ask God for help that I might be more and more attentive to you. We'll never be able to give up distraction completely in this life, but we can discipline ourselves, which is what the scripture speaks about. We can discipline ourselves by the grace and power of God. God, give me the help. Give me the wisdom. Give me the power that I might be more attentive to you, that I might give you the worship that belongs to you. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34 through 11, the 11th chapter, verse 1. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. First, I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his own household." Now, the Lord doesn't mean I've set it up this way. What he means is when I come into your presence, you need to make choices. And many people don't. But when I come into your presence, and he's always present to us, when we recognize it, we need to make some choices about what's occupying my mind, my heart, my emotional life, my body. What's occupying me? Is it the things of God? And I'm not saying just specifically religious things, but exactly what the scriptures tell us about reaching out to the poor and the needy. "Put away your misdeeds," said the prophet Isaiah. "Cease doing evil, learn to do good. Make justice your aim, redress the wronged, hear the orphan's plea, defend the widow. Love me, follow me, and reach out to those in need." That's the priorities that God wants us to have. Just work at changing one priority at a time. But take a look at yourself. Don't be afraid to, because it's going to lead to great happiness, honestly. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34 through the first verse of 11, chapter 11. That's what I'm reading from, and I want to repeat a portion of this. "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." Do you hear that? I'm repeating it for a reason. Listen, whoever receives you receives me. In other words, if you're living according to my priorities, then people will be drawn to me through you. Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. Even the smallest act of kindness and generosity, even the smallest act, whoever gives only a cup of cold water, does something little for another to be able to drink, so to speak. And he does it because he is a disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. How often do you reach out? You know, one of the things, I'm sure I've shared this with you before, but one of the things I do is as I'm walking along the street, and there are many strangers, but I say hello to everyone. I mean, I don't go overboard with it, but as I go by, I just say good morning or good afternoon. I don't mean to stop them. I don't want them to delay what they need to do, but I just, and so many people suddenly lift their heads and smile at me and say, well, good morning. It's like we're lost in our worlds. We don't see what's around us. So even sometimes that can be a support to others and a help to others. Many people are isolated, very isolated in today's society. I remember, and I know I shared with you, a man who said to me, thank you for saying good morning to me. I haven't had a conversation with anybody in a week. Think about that. So brothers and sisters, just when you're on the streets, you're a disciple of Jesus Christ. Keep it very simple, but you can bring his presence just by your kindness, just by a word of greeting. When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. So Jesus keeps on going, keeps on giving himself, and he's hoping, he's longing that we will listen. And even though many thousands of years have gone by since this particular happening occurred, the Holy Spirit is ever new and ever fresh, and he's here to inspire us that we might apply his counsel to our daily lives here in this century. It's the same God and the same word. May we open our hearts to receive it. I wanted to close this program with just an excerpt from something that St. John Paul wrote. Today is the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And quite frankly, what I've just said in this program, take it to the Blessed Mother and say, will you help me? Will you be a mother to me to help me to be more attentive to God's presence in my life? She's wonderful about that. She's always pointing the way to Jesus. Ask her to help you on this great feast. Pope John Paul said this. He said, walking with the Blessed Virgin, the model of complete fidelity to the Lord, we will fear no obstacles or difficulties. Supported by her motherly intercession, like Elijah, we will be able to fulfill our vocation as authentic, and he has it in quotation marks, but he means it, as authentic prophets of the gospel in our time, by what we think, by what we say, by what we do. Really, that's what we're called to. John Paul concludes, may Our Lady of Mount Carmel, whom we call upon today with special devotion, help us tirelessly climb toward the summit of the mountain of holiness. May she help us love nothing more than Christ, who reveals to the world the mystery of divine love and true human dignity. John Paul, as we know, had deep devotion to the Blessed Mother. Brothers and sisters, let's ask her to pray for us that we might become more truly disciples of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.